Australia demand for electric vehicles is rising sharply, partially spurred on by high oil and petrol prices. But in China, the desire for EVs is already at a completely other level with some additional features.
It's a meme in China. It goes, I believe it's 冰箱、彩电、大沙发, which translates to fridge, big screen, sofa seats. So if you don't have a big screen, a refrigerator that also heats things, by the way, and individual seats with heating, cooling, massage, zero gravity, and everything else, you are uncompetitive. Your car is just not going to move off the lot.
That's the standard.
That's the standard now.
Well, that's quite an expression. Ethan Robertson there, he's a YouTuber who specialises in Chinese vehicles and has played a pivotal role in showcasing the latest cars at this year's Beijing Auto Show. He was speaking there to ABC China correspondent Alison Horn, who's been investigating the growth of the Chinese electric vehicle industry. Her report not only marks the return of foreign correspondent on ABC TV, but also the return of the ABC Bureau on the Chinese mainland. Alison joins me now. Alison, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What have you noticed about the way in which China has been developing? It's been 5 years since the ABC's had an office there.
Yeah, I think one of the major things you notice coming here is that China is very much now an electrified society. So much of the operations in China are electric, not just the cars here, but also electric scooters, the trains, the buses, and even electric flying cars. I'll come to that in a second. But, you know, one of the major things that I noticed was the quality of the air is quite different. I remember coming to Beijing in 2008 and kind of choking on the pollution in the air, sort of coated your mouth. That's a really different scenario. Now, the sky, I'm looking out my window right now, it is crystal clear blue. You don't see that kind of haze of pollution in the sky anymore. And the air is really clear. It's quite good quality for the majority of the days. And this change to an electric society has been a major part of that. You see EVs everywhere. They're actually really identifiable because they have a different number plate, a green number plate. So it's quite easy to spot. And you can kind of really get a sense of just how much of this country has embraced this electric vehicle revolution.
What are the numbers in China? What sort of percentage of vehicles in China are electric now? Alison.
Well, last year, for example, almost half of the vehicles that were sold here in China were electric vehicles. And, you know, in Australia, that kind of is coming into the mass market now. But here, that's where it really firmly sits. Somewhere between that sort of $15,000 and $30,000 range is where the majority of these vehicles are being sold. And so this is a major take up by here. And there have been massive incentives to try to get consumers on board here. It hasn't just kind of, you know, happened overnight. There's been huge tax breaks, incentives, and the infrastructure has been put in to kind of support that as well. Just for the charging infrastructure, for example, it's the most, the biggest charging network in the entire world, about one charger for every 10 cars. If you compare that to Australia, there's one charger for about every 45 cars. So it's incredibly easy to charge here. You've got something like, you know, chargers that can take a car from 10% to 70% charged in 5 minutes. There's even places here that are kind of, you know, think like a petrol station, but for swapping your EV battery. So you drive in, or the car drives itself in, because it is China, and you take your hands off the wheel, and then a little robot comes up and takes the battery out and pops in a freshly charged one. And then that battery that's been taken out goes away to be replenished. And that takes 4 minutes. I sat in a car and had it happen. It's that kind of level of technology and sophistication that has meant that China has really been able to transform this society here.
Now, Alison, you've got to tell me about these flying cars.
Yeah, so I went to the Beijing Auto Show, which is the biggest auto show in the world. And it's kind of showing the newest tech and the flashiest things that you're going to see in the automotive industries. So obviously EVs dominated. Nearly all the cars that were there were EVs, which just kind of underlines that this is where the automotive space is right now for the majority of the world. we saw things that really sort of blew my mind, like cars that could jump, literally jump over puddles. Everything was voice activated. It was kind of like having your smartphone, but on wheels. That's what EVs are now in China. And then, yes, of course, the next iteration of this, which is flying cars. These are automated, electronic, without a pilot, without a driver, and they're going on sale in Beijing here at the end of this year. That's how far China is kind of pushing the boundaries of what's going to come next in this space. But I think the thing that really kind of fascinated me, though, was more those mass market cars and the sort of way that China has marketed them to be these luxury vehicles, but for incredibly cheap. One of the most popular EV brands here, the most popular EV brand, BYD, which people in Australia would be familiar with, it has a car here that sells for 15,000 Australian dollars. And there are those kind of lower cost cars that just offer extreme luxury now, like massage chairs. We've got heating and cooling while you're sitting down. There are TVs everywhere. Everywhere's got a fridge. That's the standard that China puts itself at now with just a basic EV. And they do it for incredibly cheap, which is why they've been so successful here. And that's what we're seeing being exported across the rest of the world now.
It sounds like a really interesting story tonight. Lovely to talk to you from Beijing, Alison. Keep up the good work and we'll tune into Foreign Correspondent tonight.
Thanks, Sally.
Alison Horn is the ABC's China correspondent. Her report on China's electric vehicle revolution is on Foreign Correspondent tonight. That's at 8 p.m. on ABC TV. You can also catch it on iView.